This goes to Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Topke, a T like Tom, O-E, P like Paul, K like Kangaroo, E, P-A-C. Fax 989-837-9205. Regarding Kathleen with a K, Quellman, Q-U-E-L-L, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 7/24/1946. Dear Ms. Topke, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Quellman with proteinuria, hyponatremia, pituitary microalbuminuria, and iron deficiency anemia. Her last visit was March 25th of this year. Her weight is stable. She does have chronic edema or anemia, iron deficiency type. She believes she's taken oral iron in the past. She doesn't believe she's taking it now. She has had iron levels checked, but not she has not received any iron infusions to her knowledge. They were last checked on August 1st of this year. Iron was low at 19%. Iron saturation was low at 7, and ferritin also low at 11. Although her hemoglobin is slowly improving over time, despite the fact she's not on oral iron. And she has had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No headaches or dizziness. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Bumex. It's 2 milligrams every other day if she gains more than 2 pounds in a day or 5 pounds in a week. Lisinopril was decreased from 40 milligrams daily to 20 milligrams daily. The patient states her blood pressure had been very low, so the dose was decreased. Also, Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day. She's on metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. Crestor, 20 milligrams daily. Vitamin B12 is 1,000 micrograms daily. And other medications are unchanged from the previous visit. Physical exam, weight 207 pounds, and this is stable, unchanged from her previous visit. Blood pressure is 130 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/15/2024. Hemoglobin is slightly better, up to 9.9. White count was 13.4, normal platelets. Albumin is low, 3.4. Calcium, 8.5. Creatinine is 0.81, estimated GFR greater than 60. Sodium is 134, previous level was 135. Potassium, 4. Carbon dioxide, 25. And phosphorus is 3. And the iron studies were previously described. Assessment and plan, 1. Proteinuria with preserved creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 6 months. 2, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to diuretic use, stable. We'd like to keep the level above 130 and what it is at this point. And 3, iron deficiency anemia with low iron levels noted in August. The patient would probably benefit from some IV iron infusions. But with the normal creatinine levels, that would need to be done by her primary care provider. So she could have some iron infusions, Injectafer 750 milligram weekly for 2 doses, or Venofer, it's usually 200 milligram for 5 doses, and they space those out to every 3 days usually. So over several weeks, she could have Venofer. That would probably give her a good base that would last for 6 to 12 months, and then it hopefully would keep her hemoglobin greater than 10. But that would be up to you, or possibly a referral to hematology to help with iron infusions if you need. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.